Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We hear a lot in the news about wildfires these days, and it seems like there are more and more of them. Are there, and why? We had Maren Warshe and Lucy Jones from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Maren and Lucy.
Hey, Megan.
Hello.
So why do wildfires happen?
Well, wildfires are actually a natural process and help some forests thrive.
Over time, forests accumulate debris, leaves, branches, dead trees. In dry regions, this stuff inevitably burns, sparked by lightning.
In some western forests, the natural fire cycle means the average place may even burn every 10 years or so.
Got it. So fire is a natural process in some forests. But is climate change making these fires worse?
To get an inside look, we talked to David Peterson.
I am a professor of forest biology at the University of Washington in the Forestry School.
David says climate change is altering the nature of forest fires in the West.
The primary effect that climate change will have and is having is to lengthen the time during the year when fires can potentially burn. We might be looking at the spring, early summer, and then the late summer into the fall.
This is because climate change causes higher temperatures, more droughts, and higher winds.
According to David, the way we approach fire management is also affecting wildfires.
Primarily the fuel loading that we see in a lot of our forests, particularly in Western North America.
Wait, what is fuel loading?
The fuel is that forest debris we were talking about before, the stuff you'd use to start a campfire.
The U.S. Forest Service used to extinguish every fire they could. That policy ended more than 40 years ago, but all that debris is still around in many places, making it easier for fires to start and keep growing.
That makes sense. But are the wildfires we're experiencing today really worse than ones in the past?
Well, we're better at extinguishing fires, which means there are less of them.
But fewer fires means there's more time for all of that fuel David was talking about to build up. So when fires do happen, they tend to be more intense.
We've been building up fuels for 50 to 100 years. In some of the forests, it would normally have burned every 10 to 15 years.
So what can we do?
The goal isn't never having fires. They are a natural phenomenon.
But building outside of fire-prone areas is a step in the right direction.
Then it comes down to proper fire management, like prescribed burns and using wood sustainably.
The real solution is addressing climate change and the forces behind these out-of-control wildfire seasons. The warmer it gets, the worse the fires are going to be.
Got it. Thanks, Maren and Lucy. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.